let's bring into the conversation agricultural economist Wandile Lesihlobo. He's, of course, the chief economist at AgriBiz. Wandile, always good to have you with us, and thank you very much for joining us, particularly in regard to this scramble for basic needs such as food and so on that we're seeing play out in the stores as we speak. Let's start off by exploring with you what this virus means for our food supplies in this country, Wandile.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Joanne. I think the virus is coming at a unique time for agriculture in South Africa if we're starting on the backward of the chain. Because while generally we are net exporters of food, and also I'm speaking now about processed stuff and also non-processed stuff, but in this particular year of 2020, we are actually even, if you think of some of the major commodities that we're producing, maize, citrus and stuff, we're actually at bumper crops. Some are the second biggest crops in the history of this country. So we're a good year in terms of the supply is going. And to the point that we're even making now, saying we have the food, the shops will remain open. But not only the shops, starting from the farm, those will remain operational. And all of the supporting services in the chain will remain operational, but obviously strictly adhering to all the health regulation. But the goal is to ensure that there is an efficient flow of food to all the points as usual, so that South Africans can be able to access all of those things. So in as far as supply, we are fitting well. But I must say, maybe Joanne, a quick one to say, as a country, yes, while I'm saying we are net exporters of food, but there are certain products that we are importing, depending on the world on. And the key basic one is, for example, rice. We consume 1 million tons of rice a year as a country, and we import all of that. Palm oil, we import all of the 600,000 tons or so that we consume a year. And also around about half of the wheat that we use, we import all of that. But even on those, we are not really at critical levels because the global supply chains, they're still working, yes, not as efficient, but also we do have some stocks that we are sitting with in the country. So we're not really running out of that, but I think then people, if they got that message, even now on a domestic supply chain, those, they will be operational, so food will be able to reach all of the pinpoints.
Right. So is there a need for panic buying at this point, Wandile?
There isn't a need, but I mean, I'm understanding of the fear that people might be perhaps having, but I think there is no need to be panic buying, because firstly, you have the raw material supply. Secondly, everything else in the chain will remain operational. And also now at the point at which consumers access their products, that too will remain working. So there is no need really to go panic buying. But what panic buying even does now, it's actually disruptive. Because now if in a certain stores you know that you keep a certain amount of stock, then you go to the suppliers to that shop. They know a week they dedicate a certain volume to this area, certain volume to this area. Now, if you go somehow, now there's this artificial demand that comes up. It breaks those supply chains. But now it creates these inconveniences that people might think that there are shortages, but it's actually induced because of our behavior on how we actually shop, which is way different than the normal patterns at which business people plan our cost. So it really, other than anything, causes disruption.
Right. So you're actually jeopardizing the smoothness, the smooth running of the chain, with the supply chain that we're talking about, if you go ahead and panic buy at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that. And I think the other thing that some people were fearing, which I was seeing on Twitter and other platforms, were on this idea saying, okay, if we don't buy now, maybe at a later stage, our retailers might be hiking up prices and all of that stuff. And I think the president made the point clear yesterday. But besides what the president has said, even on our side, for example, as actors, we have talked with some of our players because we're sitting in a food value chain. People are aware of the difficulties of the day. And I don't think that, I don't anticipate that people might actually be taking advantage on this. But we're not only depending on that. There are monitoring systems that have been put in place to ensure that there is a monitoring on what happens on the pricing aside. So I think that people can sit back and know that most of these things will really be running in a normal way, and they'll be able to get their supplies when needed.
Wandile, let me ask you about this issue of the drought, because there's been such powerful messaging around that. I think most South Africans are aware of the disruptions that have occurred, the difficulties that farmers have experienced in this country in the last few months and years. How are we recovering from that? Is that likely at all to impact on what we're experiencing right now?
On that one, it's not really impacting if you are a consumer. What the drought has done, rather, it has ballooned the debt side. I mean, now you are sitting with the record levels of debt from a farmer's side. It's north of 168 billion. That's how much the guys owe, and that about 60% of that is commercial banks, 30% is the land bank and stuff. So it's really been pushing up on a debt side. That's what the drought has done. But farmers manage, obviously, to have some bit of a capital to be able to continue planting and producing all of this stuff. Yes, we started with a drought last year, but beginning of this year, around about early January, we received good rainfall, which were able to assist us to these expectations now of the bigger crops that we are having. So if you are a consumer, you're really looking at a good season. Either there was COVID-19 or not, prices of food were really going to be relatively favorable this year because of the large supplies we're expecting. But if you are a farmer, obviously, as those prices decline in the face of debt that you've incurred during the drought season, that does put you in a difficult position. But the other thing that I can maybe quickly add on is the fact that out of what South Africa produces in agriculture, roughly half of it usually goes to export markets. Now you have a situation where in Europe borders are closing and all of these areas that are usually hotspot of our produce. If demand declines in those areas as we expect, this only means that South Africa will even have more food than the other normal years that we are having. So if you're a consumer, that means that pushing down prices, unfortunately for a farmer, there might be some financial losses through the declines in the prices on that end.
Just a last question about restaurants. We know that a lot of restaurant chains have had to close. They're going to have to close during this three-day lockdown. We also know that they're large consumers of the kind of goods that we're talking about here in terms of food supplies. How does that impact on the supply to ordinary people?
Yeah, I think on the ordinary people's side, yes, there is inconvenience that is caused by people not being able to go to the restaurant. But what this does now to the chain, you will notice, for example, Joanne, that in the beef industry, take for example, there's a notable share of beef that is consumed through the restaurant chain. Now, with those having been closed, you'll find a situation where now the demand for certain products that would typically be supplied to these establishments is declining. All that does, if you are a consumer, it adds favorable on you because as that demand declines in the face of all of the supply, prices get to the right for you as a consumer. But if you are on the production side, obviously these are the glitches that you get to face in as far as your profitability. And to extend that, even when we're looking in general food price inflation for the year on our side at Act, we still have a 4% for the year at the rate at which food prices will be increased, which is really favorable because if you think back 2016, we're at double digits. So things are relatively better, but I think that if we keep the understanding on the volumes of what we buy, apportioning well so that we don't disrupt the domestic food supply chains, and keeping in mind that things will continue on this sector, but obviously adhering to certain health regulations to ensure that we work against the COVID-19.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Wandile Sehlobo, Chief Economist at AgriBiz. Isn't that reassuring? There is enough food in the country for us to consume. 2020 has been a really good year, a bumper maize crop. And what that means is that there is no need for stockpiling. There's no need for panic buying, guys. And there you have it from an economist, an agricultural economist, who's able to give us the figures and actually reassure us that there's enough food for everybody who is able to buy.